has issues. That thing that happened in the preseason, that is part and parcel of what's going on there. So they're going to get into the Derby. Tennessee ought to see themselves as somebody that's worthy of that. Now, the question is, has Butch Jones been given enough time? I don't know. I would say to this point he hasn't been given enough time, but this year is still young, which is what kind of scares me.
Well,
and I'm not advocating going after Chip Kelly. I'm not advocating firing them. I'm not. But I'm just saying.
I don't think anybody is.
Go ahead.
Two things. I'm not. I mean, it's a difficult position. I mean, how do you fire the guy when the program was wrecked? But it's kind of like, how do you retain the guy when he loses two games he should have won? But let me ask, is Cinco still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question for you. When we were on offense and we had a wide out and a flanker, if maybe my eyes were deceiving, but it looked like to me that either the flat and the seam were wide open. And I'm not talking a deep ball. I'm talking about a 4 or 5 yard out or a 4 or 5 yard seam hot. I think it was open every time they lined up in that formation. Why can't they call that play, or is that not in the playbook, or am I just a moron?
Well, I don't know. I do think they are hampered somewhere. I didn't have a huge problem with the board today, to be quite frank with you. I thought he had a nice touch on those gimmick plays. I thought the wheel route to Josh Smith was a great call that set us back. My only problem with the board was they, on that last drive, when we went 3 and out, I think I would have popped up on second down, not first down, but on second down, when they were chomping at the bit to get something going there.
Yeah.
But it looked like we were just conceding 3 downs to have them eat their timeouts and then play defense. When that's exactly what we did to Oklahoma. So that's my only real issue and play calling the board. I think you had one time where Josh Dobbs threw it. I don't know if he threw it to into the end zone or whatever, but he had Jalen Hurd wide open over onto his right. There was no one on that side of the field. So I don't think passing is Dobbs' strong point.
Well, all right, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
865-200-5402. Thanks for the call. Let's go back to our phones. Somebody's wondering about the Arkansas game time next week. That's a 7 o'clock start. They don't know what network it's going to be on yet. So we'll have a late night next week. Cinco, we're going to take one more call with you. Again, Sean Sinclair, DDS, beautiful Maryville. Russell W. Smith, you can hear at KnoxTalkRadio.com every weekday from 3 Eastern to 6 Eastern. He'll give you the straight scoop. Now, he was messing with his audience this week, telling them that, and I know, Russell, he's like I am. You gotta have a little fun with it. He was going to go hiking. I had several people come up to me at Cassie's today that were mad at you because you weren't watching the game. And I said, what do you mean he's not watching the game? He's going hiking. I said, you believe everything you hear?
They'll be coming with me next year.
Huh?
They'll be coming with me next
year.
No,
I won't. You know what I'm going to do next year? Instead of watch that?
Groin smashed in again by Florida?
No. I'm going
to take the edge off, Russell.
I'm going to bathe in lighter fluid. I've decided, and I'm going to light the bath in the fourth quarter. Poor Butch Jones.
Well, Tony, I know I'm on my way out. Here's what I say. I don't know what it's time, but what if it's not time? What is going to change? You can't out recruit these coaching decisions. I mean, what do you have to? Do you have to have a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter? What do you have to have?
Let me ask you this: does the fact that Tennessee just became a Nike school and Kelly has a tremendous relationship with them, would they get involved in that, Sean?
I don't have any confidence in our football administration to do anything like that. I mean, those guys would probably blow Butch out and hire Justin Fuente, who's a nice coach at Memphis.
A great coach.
The SEC is totally different, man. This is a big boy football league, and Butch, I'm sorry. We kicked the living crap out of Florida all up and down that field. And he still found a way to lose that game.
Razorback Insider just tweeted me and said, see you next week, pal. Get ready to see an ass beating. Wow, this is what it's come to. And they just got beat. That's where we're at as a program. Cinco, I love you. There's a lot to talk about. and we can't be afraid here to talk about it. And our fans deserve the best here. And people can say, well, you guys are being unfair to Butch Jones. I don't know that we are, because I don't know how much of it changes when he gets all his players. Because he has a lot of players right now, and there ain't a whole hell of a lot changing. So.
Well, it would be interesting if, you know, sometimes you go in on a coach like that and half the fan base or a portion of the fan base gets, you know, why are you doing this? Give him more time. I haven't heard anybody say that tonight. I mean, I think this is near unanimous. People are fed up with it. They're tired of it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Is it because of everything we've been through?
Yeah.
Or is it because of him?
It's not totally fair, but you're getting $3.5 million a year. This is, like Sean said, this is the SEC. This is big boy football. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Cinco, how will this team rebound with Arkansas?
Well, I don't think it really has a big hangover on the players. They know they should have won this game. I think when you start having things like this, when kids get back to the room, I think to their rooms and away from the, I think they start questioning stuff, and I think you start grumbling. I don't know how you get these receivers happy. I mean, they're just not using them. I don't have an issue with the, I think Dobbs, I think the whole team played their rear ends off. They won the game and then it was taken from them. And it's twice in 2 weeks. And then the guy said two games, the Florida game too last year. Again and again and again. And, I don't know how you change that momentum. But, guys, I'm out of here. Thanks, Tone, for having me.
Thanks, Cinco.
Russell, always good to talk to you. And, as I say, I live and die brick by brick, baby.
Yeah, and I get brick by brick thrown through my consciousness. Tonight I'm going to see bricks coming at me. I think a lot of us are. Let's go back to the phones. I mean, just seeing the looks on the faces of the young people tonight and the people in that place. And back to the phones we go. And here's the thing about the rest of the schedule. Tennessee's... the schedule's not really all that daunting from here. Tennessee's playing themselves right now, though. That's what this season's come down to now. Tennessee is simply playing themselves. Look, is Tennessee going to beat Georgia? Probably not. Are they going to beat Alabama? Probably not. So that's four losses. I mean, if you start adding it up, all of a sudden 8-4 with a loss to Florida down there, that lame Florida team. Boy, that's not a good season. It's just not. I mean, it's just not. You can just, anyhow you cut that thing, that's just not with the talent level we have on this team. This team is better than that, just like Sean said. That's what makes you mad.
And Butch Jones himself said, hey, we're going to be in a lot of close games down the stretch. And if this is the way you coach in close games, the way you did today, the way you did against Oklahoma, you're going to be lucky to get back to 6-6.
Back to the phones. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony.
Yes.
Mariano.
Hey, Mariano, get on in here, brother.
Tony, I thought that we saw about as, you know, what we blew the largest lead we'd ever had against Oklahoma. And I thought, you know, surely, you know, you hope that you learn from your mistakes. I mean, I hear Butch preach on that. We got to learn from our mistakes. And then, I mean, I looked at my wife and I said, why is he kicking the extra point? Tony, somebody sent me a picture tonight, and it was Butch in high school, and he was in the band. He was holding a trumpet. And, you know, that answers a lot of questions for me. And then I hear these other things, too. Like this week, I was reading where Coach DeBoard said he was talking about Neusmeyer, who's at Florida now, and he was the OC at Michigan last year, and that while he was up there helping the girls volleyball team or whatever, they talked football, you know. And then you get to think about, you know, and Mark Richt takes a lot of heat from making some boneheaded decisions, but we've got the guys that Mark Richt let go at Georgia coaching our defense.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I mean, we got Jancic and we got Martinez who were both canned at Georgia. And this is supposedly, quote-unquote, the best staff in America. And that's what we've been told. I don't know where it ends, Tony. I mean, obviously the guy's over his head. There's no doubt about it. You know, and I brought it up, I think, last week we were talking about it. Ewad told us.
He told us verse for verse. For those right. of you who don't know what Mariana's talking about, on my daily show, every day, and what I like to do on my daily show is, I'm just not a sugarcoater. I'm just going to keep it real. We're going to have adult conversations. Sometimes you're going to get mad at me. Sometimes I'm going to get mad at you. Sometimes we're going to argue like men do with each other and people do. But we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it civil, but we're going to keep it real. Eric Waddell, who used to be a sports guy here in town, and then he was a news guy here in Knoxville for a while, is now in private industry in the carpet business with his father in Dalton. But he's a huge Cincinnati fan. His grandfather played basketball there. He's a huge Cincinnati football fan. Once a year, for many years, he took my son, myself, to a Cincinnati game, generally on the off week for Tennessee, where I didn't have any responsibilities. Well, I didn't really follow Cincinnati as closely as Eric. Eric goes all over the country with him. And Eric came on when we first hired Butch Jones, and I said, what have we gotten in this guy? And Mariano, tell us what Eric Waddell said, because I mean, you talk about something spot on. It's crazy how spot on his analysis of him was.
Yeah, I think the two things that I do remember that he said, Tony, was, you know, he's really going to shake things up. He's going to be real positive. He should recruit well. But a lot of the things he does during the game are baffling. And that, now this was when he was at Cincinnati. And then also, I think the question came up, how long will he make it? Will he be here in 5 years, I think? And he said no. So he didn't think so. He didn't think he was. And, you know, this has been a guy who had like you said, Tony, who had watched and studied what he had done, against lesser competition.
Another thing Eric said at that time, I distinctly remember it, because I remember when he said it, thinking, how can this be true? Because it was counterintuitive. He said there are times, because I asked him, when you talk about in-game, and he mentioned his in-game coaching, I said, man, you can't just say that. You got to unpack that for me. He goes, well, there are times where he should be conservative, that he gambles, and then there are times that he gambles where he should be conservative.
Yeah.
And I'm going, but that just doesn't seem congruent. It didn't make any sense. You know what? Through the lens of time, Mariano, it makes complete sense.
Yep. It sure does, Tony. You know, the one thing that I do not want to hear this week is that we were young. And Florida had what? At 1.3 true freshmen in the offensive line, two starting, a redshirt freshman at quarterback. You know, the Powell kid that we tried to recruit a couple of years ago committed and then decommitted. I thought last year was bad, but this Florida team may be less talented than even last year. And, you know, we talked about it earlier this week. Georgia Southern has won at Florida since we have. I mean, you know, they won there 2 years ago. And it's, and a 4-8 team last year. I mean, I don't know. Just as a Tennessee fan, the frustration, and I've been in it a long time, Tony. I mean, you know, going way back. The frustration with this team is probably as great as any I've ever had from the point that, you know, those kids, like you said, the kids played so hard. Not that they played well all the time, but they played hard and left it out there on the field. And, you know, and I mean, it's just an indictment. We can't throw a forward pass to a wide receiver. But still yet, they deserve to win the game, and he took it away from them. He basically said, you know, I'm going to leave Florida a crack in the door here by kicking this extra point. And that's exactly what he did. And it falls on him and nobody else. And, you know, I don't know where they go from here. Arkansas, if you look at Arkansas realistically, they're probably the most physically imposing team that we've played so far. I mean, their offensive line is huge, and we're going to have some real matchup problems against them, you know.
Well, I'm looking at this schedule, and there aren't a whole lot worse teams we're going to play than And I'm not trying to be funny. Outside of Vanderbilt, than that Florida team we played today. That's what kind of concerns me.
I know.
That Florida team offensively, brother, they are bad. You got to really try to lose to them.
The fourth down in Jancic, I guess it was third and Chavis. Now it's fourth and Jancic. I mean, that's already taken off, and it's
rushing three.
It is. Guys, I'll let somebody else get on, but it's just unbelievable. I mean, you sit there, and it's almost like a train wreck. He said, well, maybe somebody's going to stop, but it's in slow motion and it continues on.
I couldn't believe it. And when Tennessee did what they did on that 2-point conversion, Russell, you just knew it. Everybody in the place.
Oh, yeah,
just,
I think it was
everybody just
Tennessee Wolf said he said the final score is going to be. We all knew. Everybody watching that game knew the final score was 28-27.
Mr. Brandon says, why wouldn't you not bring pressure on the freshman quarterback, and not just on fourth down, but most of the game? There was no confusion on any level. They never tried to confuse him, which is so true. That was so true. TC in Athens said, here's one thing. Maybe Butch thought McElwain would take a knee instead of kick the extra point when they scored their touchdown. Maybe he thought he would play for overtime. Hmm. What could possibly be the explanation for that, besides choked in the moment?
But I think the chart, I buy the chart thing. And he's overthought it, and he has a different chart than everybody else.
There's
some
no
stupid
way.
Because he doesn't think. He outsources the decision-making to a piece of paper.
There's no way.
Because he can't admit. He's not intelligent enough to make the decision in the heat of battle. Everything's
there's just no way.
We've decided it beforehand.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Bino's appearance all the way from Vegas, y'all. Las Vegas, generally. Bino's in Vegas today. He watched the game at a sports book. His appearance today, ironically enough, is presented by our friends at First Mortgage Lenders. And let me tell you about First Mortgage Lenders. Like this show, they are live and local. I'm live and local on your app right now. We're going to stay that way. Just like me, a 20-year track record of serving the living common fan. And they want to help you find the right mortgage loan that fits your needs, not their needs, your needs. Whether it's a conventional or an FHA home loan or a VA no down payment or a USDA rural development home loan, First Mortgage Lenders has you covered. And here's the thing. Securing a loan is simple and straightforward. No games, no gimmicks, no slogans. 865-925-0700, 865-925-0700. Over 20 years of serving the living volunteer, First Mortgage Lenders. The number is 865-925-0700. Online, firstmortgagelendersinc.com. As I said, Bino is joining from Las Vegas, also known as Las Vegas. And Bino, you didn't lose wages today. Bino, share with the listeners that aren't familiar with you the story of what you're doing in Vegas and how this whole thing happened.
Well, Tony, my prowess as a sports bettor brought me out here, figuring I could put a little on Florida and take them out. And even that doesn't work in this series. And I just can't describe to you and Russell just how thrilled I am to be with you tonight. There are no words to describe it. Sorry I'm late to the postmortem. I went for a long walk, and that didn't even work out. I walked into the sports book, and some mountain of a drunken Oklahoma State fan that's still angry because we let the Sooners off the hook said, I told you the Big Orange sucked. Started doing the gator chop. If I would have weighed 350 more pounds, I would have whipped his ass and gone to jail.
Oh, man. Should have taken that swing, Bino. For Vol Nation, for God and country.
Listen, I know there's nothing new I can say. I'm on here late. I'm sure it's all been gone over. The cliff notes are. We just basically, we don't throw it well enough. We don't rush the passer well enough. And we don't have a staff that can win a game of consequence. And that's the Cliff Notes.
Hmm.
And two losses like that, two gut-wrenching losses like that, are the type of things that not only destroy entire seasons, but destroy tenures too.
Bino, if you're Tennessee, and I'm not trying to start anything tonight, but this is what's going to be discussed, and we're men here, okay? We just are. It's just what we do. Some people say this is cheap. If you want to call it cheap, call it cheap, but I'm just going to keep it real here. If you're Tennessee tonight, you're a Nike school now, and Chip Kelly is a miserable disaster as a pro coach. He's a Steve Spurrier. He's a Nick Saban. He doesn't belong there. He's a square peg in a round hole. I'm not saying you do this in front of the scenes, but behind the scenes, if you could work a deal where you could get a guy like that, would you do it? Or do you owe it to this guy to not draw any conclusions right now?
Tony, I'm not the thought police. I don't blame anyone for thinking that this guy is never going to get it done. He's given them plenty of ammunition to think that. Speaking for me personally and me alone, less than 30 games is not enough for me to say definitively that I think this guy will never get it done. That's just not enough games for me. Now, I've got serious doubts, but I can't definitively say that. I don't blame anyone else that can. And the only thing that I'll throw out there in Butch Jones' defense at all is that the way that he recruits, and he's been able to sell when there's no real product, so there's no reason to believe that won't continue for another year anyway. If you're a little extra patient with him, you're not going to set the program back by being a little bit extra patient.
That's exactly right.
Unless you miss out on a guy that's a dead set can't miss. And I'm not sure there's a bunch of those guys out there, but
Chip Kelly.
That's the way I feel
Chip,
about Butch Jones
Chip,
tonight.
Bino, if you gave, and I'm not trying to start anything, I'm really not, but this is an extra special circumstance that Alabama was presented with when Nick Saban was sitting there several years ago. And they moved on him. They moved. They said, this guy we have ain't going to cut it. He's early in his tenure, but we're cutting him loose because he can't do it. And they went and got a guy, and they said, we're going to hand him the keys. And you know what? Florida did the same thing after 3 years with Ron Zook and Urban Meyer. They said, here's a guy who's a hot young coach, and they had that recruit, Tim Tebow, hanging out there, and they moved. They moved on Ron Zook. And I am not trying to start anything, but this is the quote-unquote big time. And I ask you, Bino, tonight, and everybody listening, if you're Tennessee and you have a chance to get a guy that you know is going to compete for national championships, because he is, if you gave Chip Kelly this talent on this football team, what do you think it would look like offensively? I mean, come on, guys. And I'm not trying to start anything.
You know, the athletics directors will always say, well, I've got the list of 10 guys in my drawer if, you know, Butch should leave or whatever. I think that if this day and age of $100+ million athletic department budgets and everything, I don't think you're doing your job correctly. If you're Dave Hart and you're not 100% satisfied with Butch Jones, and how could you possibly be? You know, you don't have to be the other way around and say, well, he can't get it done. But if you're wishy-washy on it, which I think we all are at this point, then I think you owe it to yourself and to your school to have an intermediary contact Chip Kelly's agent and at least see if there's
interest.
That's
what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to be funny. Bino, would you do that? And I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. Would you do that, Bino? Or is that
just
loyal?
If those were the circumstances, Tony, Chip Kelly is one of the guys that if they did that, I would come a lot closer to applauding it than I would come to saying that it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, that's my point. Because that's an extra special circumstance. That's a guy that you know is a great coach at this level. And you could honestly look Butch Jones in the eye and go, hey, coach, appreciate all the good work you did. We're going to pay you the rest of your deal. sorry, tough break. You ain't cutting it. And that's kind of the way the world is. I mean, that's just sort of the world we live in. And I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong or right or wrong, but these guys are playing a high stakes game of poker, and a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think
I'm not saying you do it publicly.
Well, no,
you don't do it publicly.
Yeah, you gauge his interest. You go through his agent.
That's what Alabama did.
And even if, you know, even if he says, yeah, heck yeah, I'd be interested, I still don't know that you do it at that point.
But at least you
consider
move on
all your options all the time.
Yep. Let's go back to our phones. Bino, you have anything you want to get off your chest from today's game before we do it?
No, Tony, I've said pretty much what I wanted to
okay.
say.
Okay. I hate having this conversation. I hate that we even did that. I feel bad now.
Well, if you don't, I mean,
I just hate this.
Hey, but this is Butch Jones's third year. Charlie Strong's second year. Texas is going to have that conversation. If you don't,
I guarantee you. And that's the deal. And it's Sarkisian's second year, but he has issues.
They're going to have that conversation. Butch Jones has issues. He doesn't know when to go for two. He's got a chart.
Bino, what do you think of the two-point decision?
Well, it's a crazy decision, Tony. You go up two scores if you have an opportunity. 12's as good as 13. It's imbecilic not to go for it there. But I've got a bigger problem with absolutely standing over there brain dead and letting the game go away. Just, you've got an opportunity even after you've blown the lead to take the lead back. And the one thing he has to do is know what time is on the clock and whether the clock stopped or not. He doesn't even know that. What is he doing? If he doesn't know that, and he's not in charge of that, what's he in charge of?
I've never seen a coach poop the bed that badly.
Bino, he took a Bino.
Les Miles has never.
Bino, he literally took a timeout when a player was hurt, and they still. It looked like whatever you want to call it, a Chinese fire drill. I don't even know if that's enough. Whatever you want to call it is what it looked like.
Chaos.
It was just complete chaos. I don't know that we've seen the likes of this guy. Back to the phones we go. 865. What's my number? 200-5402. All lines are jammed. Bino's in Vegas. Bino won money today, and he's sick about it. I know Bino. Bino wanted to make a donation today. He did his part.
Does it take any of the sting away, Bino?
Yeah, does it take sting?
First of all, the amount bet on the Gators was vastly...
Five bills.
No. It wasn't even close, Tony.
Five grand. I told everybody to remote today. $5,000.
I wouldn't bet $5 on LeBron James to beat you in one-on-one.
I told Tom White today $5.
If it was $5, it wouldn't be enough. There's not enough out there.
How is Bino?
I couldn't have bet enough.
Will you prove that to me and share your winnings with me when you come back?
I'll share them with you, Tony. You can give me like $300, and that'll be.
You're the best.
How is Bino going to wager five bills on this game when you're paying him and Hardy's?
Hey. Let's get our next call in here as UK. I think it's just gone final, has beaten Missouri. Wow. UK is in the victory formation with Missouri. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. They got more traction under their guy. What year is that for him? Three?
Same year. I heard the same year. Malzahn, Bielema, Jones, and Stoops.
Back to the phones we go. Wow, that's depressing. That's right, they all came in together.
We're in last place, by the way.
We're in last place?
We're in last place.
That'll get better. We're going to get Arkansas next week. Back to the phones.
I mean, we're in last place as far as those four hires. If you rank them right now, we made the worst hire.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, welcome in.
Hey, it's Nathan from Ohio. How you doing?
Hey, Nathan. Man, I've had better days, buddy. This is literally one of the worst.
This is horrible. Just whenever I thought Butch Jones, you know, couldn't outdo himself as far as coaching, he goes and screws it up again. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm sitting here looking with my 7-year-old who just flat out told me, "Dad, I don't even want to go to Tennessee anymore because they just lose all the time. They're a bunch of losers." And I said, "Yeah, son, yeah, they are. They'll find a way to lose." It's absolutely ridiculous. Something's got to change. He's got to go. He done everything right except, you know, like what you say. He can't coach his damn way out of a paper bag.
Well, you know, I sit here and I just can't believe it. I just can't believe today's game. And I don't know whether that makes me, what that makes me, but I kept telling everybody around me, "Oh man, we got this one. This game's won. We're up 2 scores." And then when he did not go for 2 there, I thought,
"Oh, here's the script." Decision ever.
Well, no. I'm gonna disagree with you. The decision to take time out on the field goal was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. When they come back and score that touchdown, because if you go back to that point in the game, Florida is a dead football team. There, they're dead. They're beat. They're dead. That game's over.
Tony, it's simple math. You go for 2, they have to get 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points. You take the extra point. They get 2 touchdowns, they're up by 1. Okay? If you miss, you know, going for 2, well, you still could kick a field goal at the end of the game and win by 1. I mean, it's going for 1, there's just no reason for it. You know, going for the extra point, there's no reason for it. It's, and the whole Chip Kelly thing, you know, I understand, you know, going for a big name hire, but hell, if you're going to, you know, go that route, back Brink's truck up to some guy who flat out said that, you know, if he'd go back to coaching in the college ranks, it would be at one school that he flat out said would be his dream job, not John Gruden.
Let me ask you something. Behind closed doors, and I'm just, people are going to start asking this, so it's going to happen, because this guy is losing, okay?
He can't win.
Well, no, I'm just saying, no, what I'm saying is, no, Chip Kelly's losing tomorrow for my Eagles. I just know he is. They're terrible, they're in the tank, and if he doesn't lose tomorrow, he's going to lose, right? He's going to lose in the season, and he's lost that team, he's lost the organization, he's lost fans up there. If you're Tennessee behind closed doors and you could get a guy like that, would you do it?
Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
He'd be my second.
So you would
he'd
do
be
it?
He'd be my second.
You would line it up and do it if you could do it?
I would back the Brinks truck up to John Gruden first.
John Gruden just wants to be loved. He doesn't want to coach anywhere, I don't think.
I would make him say no.
Yeah, well,
make him say no.
He says no then, to everybody.
Then, yeah, put the feelers out. Chip Kelly's going to coach him in college.
Yeah, he's a college coach. Yes, he is. It's either going to be one of 3 places, because it's not going to be South Carolina. South Carolina thinks they can get in that. It's either going to be here, USC, or Texas.
But the thing is, you know, we saw him against Alabama. You know, he runs pretty much the same system.
Great point.
As Butch Jones runs.
Great point. Great point. Great point.
You know, unless you have Tim Tebow in the backfield, that's a glorified fullback that can take the hits, it's not going to work in that league.
Thanks, man. Hey, great talking to you in Ohio, buddy.
Hey, thanks. And, you know, I'm glad I'm on the air with you out in Vegas. That's an honor, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't believe it's any honor to be on the air with me tonight, unless you're like a therapist.
One past. I'm given the time. That's how roached I am. Let me. There is no time. When you do the Smartway Dalton Behring.
Check traffic and weather coming up here in just a few.
Fifth quarter fan reaction. There's no time. There's no legals. Every once in a while, I've got to stretch my heels.
It's time for another hour of power on today's game. It's the Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, where you are the star of the postgame. Presented without commercial interruption. The lines are open now. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. And now, it's time to get your host, Tony Basilio.
Tony, back with you. My name's Tony Basilio. Russell Smith is across from me. Beano Vegas is out in Vegas today.
High roller.
Brett Bielema was emotional at the podium, and he said the following: tonight's game starts with me, and it ends with me.
Wow. It's refreshing.
Beano, one thing Butch Jones did not say tonight at the podium, you want to guess what it was?
I'm guessing it wasn't it. Starts with me and it ends with me.
Did Brett Bielema throw his chart under the bus at any point?
I want you to comment.
I'm guessing that Butch Jones stood up there and said, we did 10 hours of analytics and we decided that it starts with Brett Bielema and it ends with Brett Bielema.
I want you to comment on what Russell said earlier about Butch's chart before you got on, which is this. He believes that Butch Jones, through analytics or some program, has a different chart than the one that the folks subscribe to that tells him in some modern parlance that it was the time to kick an extra point there and not go for two. Do you think, Beano, that there's any chance that could be true? Because that really could be true. I mean, there could be some kind of statistical algorithm out there that some egghead has put together, which I don't know how, if I can just interject here, I don't know how football is an analytic sport because it's not a matchup sport. In baseball, it makes perfect sense. You do this against this pitcher at this time with this circumstance, and it's walks against replacement, and it's some of the other things. That all makes sense to me. However, football, you got all this fluid stuff going on a field. It's a complete feel game. It's not this analytics nonsense. Do you think there really could be a chart, though? Butch's chart is different than the world's chart, Beano?
I absolutely hate analytics, even in baseball. And I'm guessing the only chart that Butch had to tell him to do, told him to do that, is if he had a ball board and he had an 8 and a 7.
Back to the phones we go. Beano's in Vegas. Beano, where are you in Vegas?
I'm at the Golden Nugget.
Golden Nugget. Did you watch the game there?
I watched the game in my room. I knew my behavior wouldn't be publicly acceptable, and I was correct.
Is there a lot of Tennessee people there?
No, I haven't seen any Tennessee fans out here. I haven't seen any Florida fans out here.
Oh, you weren't any Florida fans in Gainesville today.
I saw a couple of Oklahoma State fans out here. I wished I hadn't, but other than that.
They were, the Florida field was so. Nighthawk is texting me right now, wants to know if I'm wearing my extra small polo buttoned up Lyle style. Can we get a video? Back to our phones we go. Vol Colonel, what burns my ass is our kids are out there busting their ass to win games and this coach is robbing them of victory. Wow. Vol Colonel is pretty torn.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tony. At some point, when you continue to be inept on the sidelines, you'll lose your team and you'll lose your recruits. At some point, there has to be some victories of some magnitude in order to keep those two things rolling.
Back to the phones we go. 11 past the hour. I'm off to go upstairs and get my shirt. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome in.
Thank you. Hey, I got a question for each one of y'all.
All right.
In your heart of hearts, do you think that Butch Jones is the future of Tennessee football up to this point? I mean, I don't want to hear, well, he ain't coached, he's only in year two or four again. I want to know an honest answer. Do you think he's the future of Tennessee football?
Well, look, I mean, we're through four games of year three.
See, you can't give me one. I can give
well,
you
I'm
one.
Sorry.
Just by watching, no. As of right now, he may go 11-0 next year, but as of right now, just what my eyes, I see with my eyes, common sense, he's not the future of Tennessee football.
But isn't Beano right? I mean, let's just say you're right, okay? And let's say that if there's nobody really special out there to grab. Now, let me tell you this for the record. If you can get Chip Kelly, I'd blow this guy out. I'm not even going to parse my words when I say that. You can get Chip Kelly, and you can bring that style here to this fan base and electrify this place, I'd blow this guy out. Okay? That's just me talking. That's just me. That's a huge if. But for the garden variety coach and the ponds that we swim in when we get coaches, and dime store Dave Hart, if it's me, this guy by having two more recruiting classes is not going to hurt your program.
No, I agree with that. But see, what I'm asking you, though, is do you think that he'll be here long term? I don't. I mean, I think he'll still be here two more years, but I think long term, we'll be looking for another coach.
I don't think he'll be here two more years. I think next year will be his last year here.
I do too. That's what I'm saying. I want him to succeed. But I'm just talking. I play high school football.
Yeah.
I play college. But just watching.
Common
just
sense.
Tells me he's not going to be here long term.
No. No. Is he going to be here 5 or 6 years? No. I don't think so. Not right now. No, I mean, just being honest with you. And so that's why, if it's me, I'm looking and I'm going, huh. You know, I would have to make a move of some kind.
I mean, it's just frustrating to pay. I mean, you pay a coach $3 million. You can't have this on-the-job training. You know, I mean, you can't let him learn on the job. You know, I mean, it's just.
Well, no, it's too late for that because he is learning on the job.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. Would you pull a Kansas State and bring Fulmer back, Beano?
No.
To stabilize it?
No. No, I mean, Bill Snyder retired after a highly successful tenure. Philip Fulmer was fired after the program fell off a cliff. No, those are two different things.
I wouldn't bring Fulmer back, but there's no doubt in my mind if Fulmer came, you know, next year, was able to get the band back together and bring Chavis back, I mean, he could take this roster that Butch Jones has assembled and go out there and win 8 or 9 games.
He'd win 10 or 11, actually. With that team they have.
Perhaps.
Well, you guys can say whatever you want to say about Fulmer, and I'm being, you know, I wanted him gone, okay? He would have beaten Oklahoma badly, and they would have beaten the living hell today out of Florida, period.
Guys, if Cutcliffe is not one of those coaches, y'all have got revisionist history.
That is very true.
Last 3 years, we're losing football seasons.
You might be right.
That's very true.
Two of his last 4 years, we're losing football seasons. If Cutcliffe isn't part of that staff, he's not beating Florida today. I know this is a bad Florida team, but he had teams that had a better roster than Florida that he didn't beat.
Not to that extent, though.
No. I don't know how much better our roster is than Florida's right now.
Oh, Beano. Three touchdowns?
I don't.
Three touchdowns?
No, heck no. Heck no. I mean, that's not a good Florida team, but we're not a good Tennessee team either.
Beano. And to our caller, look at the collection of talent we have. What can you say? We're not good. We were beating Oklahoma 17-0, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, Beano. All you got to do is put your foot on the throat.
Tony, I'm not saying we shouldn't have beaten Oklahoma or that we shouldn't have beaten Florida. But this is not, at this point, a good Tennessee football team. It's an okay Tennessee football team. We can't throw it. The areas that we thought we were going to be good in, we're not good in. The areas we thought we were going to struggle in, we're fairly good at.
Well, let me ask you this.
All right.
How are we going to get... Dobbs is just a junior, right? So he's got next year.
Yes,
right?
He's got a junior, yeah.
How are we going to get... I agree with you. Dobbs cannot... He's not a good thrower. He cannot throw.
No.
We're not going to beat teams just running the ball. Our line's not that great just to run it down people's throats. So how are we going to... Is he just next year? I guess maybe next year he can become a good thrower, I guess, maybe. But I just don't see... I mean... I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I think that Dormandy will be the quarterback by the end of the year. Because I think you're going to have a scapegoat. And the scapegoat's going to be Dobbs. Because you have a coach that's not going to take not going to own it. He's not going to stand up there and do what that Bielema guy did tonight. Or Bielema. He's just not going to do that. He's just not. And to think otherwise is... It's kind of foolhardy. It's just kind of foolhardy.
Well, listen, I love you guys. Y'all do a great job. And
thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you being there, man. You have no idea how much I appreciate you being there. Beano, Butch Jones told us, Beano, that he does not adjust. Do you know the number? Beano, what do you think the number is? Have you heard this? What
I don't
was,
think so.
Check this out. Russell, tell Beano the number in the second half so far this season.
I don't have
49-17. Yeah. And how about this, Beano?
Halftime adjustment's overrated, though.
He said that. Halftime adjustment. And how about this one, Beano? This year...
What is the 49-17? I'm sorry, Tony.
That is how much we've been outscored in the second half of football games.
Okay. All right.
And then the other number that you need to know is 188-3. When college football teams in Division I football this year have a two-touchdown lead, a two-score lead, a stronger than 13-point lead, they... are 188-3. We have two of the losses.
Wow. Well, I was racking my brain, Tony. I don't ever remember a season where there were two losses that were so cutting. I mean, we're only four games in.
Yep.
Just two gut-wrenching losses. To answer the last caller's question, I'll stick by what I said, that I it's too early for me to be definitive about anything. My gut feeling is no, there's no way that Butch Jones is the long-term answer for Tennessee football.
Wow.
I think he's probably going to be, I'm hopeful he's going to be Ron Zook. But the only way he can be Ron Zook is for our administration to invest enough in Tennessee football and be willing to bring in a strong personality to take his place. Our problem is we're going to have the same guy hiring the next guy that hired this guy.
And he hired our basketball coach, who's I think is retired. I don't even know what he's doing right now. No offense to him.
If everything goes...
Hey, Tony, let's take one miserable season at a time, okay?
I mean, if everything goes wrong this year...
I know, that's true. I'm doing that because I'm miserable right now. Rick Barnes doesn't deserve that. You're right, Beano.
Yeah, what's going on?
You deserve to call me out, and that's really bad of me. You're right. No, Beano's right. It's just... Everybody's in the crossfire right now, because here's where I'm at with my sports teams, okay? Now, you guys listen to me. My Phillies are going to lose 100, and I'm celebrating that. Like, we're right close to it, and I'm getting T-shirts made up, and they're going to say, they got a name for winners in the world, I want a name when I lose, in quotes, and then it's going to have our record, whatever it is, and 100, and whatever it's going to be. And I'm going to list every stinking member of that team on the back of that shirt, including all 15 guys that started games for that stupid baseball team this year. And then I've got my Eagles, who, just like we got professional Butch Jones up there, he's got your own shake, your own smoothie, he's got a saying for everything, and he's on my damn nerves. Okay? Then I got my Sixers, who tank on purpose. This is the third year in a row of gypsy basketball with the Sixers, and they're a damn joke. Then I also like hockey, but I only like playoff hockey. Only one problem. My favorite team, the Flyers, they can't make the damn playoffs. And then I like basketball. I love basketball. We do basketball call-in show after every basketball game. Every Tennessee basketball game, we do a call-in show right here. As soon as the game's over. Every game. And we had a coach last year that could really coach, but the NCAA decided, nah, he's not regal. You see, because over at North Carolina, they're allowed to cheat. They're allowed to steal. They're allowed to rob. They're allowed to have a fake college. And so they're killing Donnie Tindall. You know how many people do what Donnie Tindall is alleged to have done? Every damn one of them. And then we have Konzo Martin here. Konzo Martin, when he was here, would never recruit. He wouldn't swim in the deep blue sea and try to get guys. He goes out to Cal and he's got religion. How do you think they're getting those players? Oh, I just good recruiting. Like somebody told me the other day. He just upped his game. Come on, man. And then Beno says to me, don't get, you know, I'm telling you, Coach Barnes, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I shouldn't do that.
Well,
it's not fair of me to do that.
Here's the other thing about all this Chip Kelly talk, guys. Chip Kelly ain't coming here.
Why wouldn't he?
If they end up having Nick Saban
with Alabama.
If they end up having to blow Butch Jones out of here, this place is a laughingstock. It's a train wreck.
Time out.
There's a revolving door
of
basketball.
That roster's insane.
Dave Hart is a national
joke.
Well,
he's an idiot. But that roster that the next guy will inherit is insanely talented.
He would rather go and cash the checks at Texas and spend an extra year recruiting there and rebuilding that stuff than come in here and put up with our BS.
Back to
and working for Jimmy
not,
Cheek and Dave Hart. Chip Kelly's
right.
Not coming here.
You're exactly
here.
Right, Russell. Plus, we're too
crazy.
Cheap, and we're afraid of anyone with a strong personality.
Yep.
Because we got weak leaders, and when you got weak leaders, they don't want anybody strong underneath.
Back to the phones.
So
we can
forget that.
Al Sexton. It seems the best coaches in football are the ones that hate microphones and cameras, but kill it where it counts. It's very true.
We'll probably have Chip Carey.
Back to the phones we got. Fino's so good.
Chip and Dale, maybe.
Let's get our next coach in here and welcome. Hello.
Next coach.
Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
I'm okay, man.
I called you after the Oklahoma game. And I defended Butch Jones. I said that he needed more time.
You were the one
and,
that night.
Yeah,
you were the one.
I told you he needed more time, and he needed to be able to have a chance to learn and to grow. And I actually thought he was doing it in the first half. And then the old Butch Jones came back, and I've listened to you for the past couple of weeks, and I've grown and kind of learned that I was wrong. I'm calling you to tell you I was wrong. He can't get it done. He's not going to get it done. And we're just prolonging the inevitable by keeping him here.
Let me ask you something. How could you turn like that in 2 weeks? What did you see that's made you turn like that in 2 weeks?
Well, it was listening to your show, really, for two weeks. I don't know if that's...
Oh, man, I hate that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to rob the joy of it for you. Man.
No. It's a lot of callers. And the facts that are brought out that sometimes you overlook, you don't see the press conference, the comments he makes, the stupid things that he says. I've been a Cowboys fan all my life. I don't like Jerry Jones, but I still support the Cowboys. I'm a Tennessee fan all my life. I still like Tennessee, but I'm not going to support Butch Jones. And the caller that you had a couple calls ago that made a comment that, bringing Chip Kelly in here, you know, what's the difference? You know, Butch Jones runs the same type of offense. That is not true. Chip Kelly puts the ball, maybe not in the NFL, but in college, from what I saw, he put the ball in his playmakers' hands and allowed them to make plays. And I guarantee you, with a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, the final score, Oregon would have won by 35 or 42 points. They wouldn't have wasted away that lead.
I don't know if there's another coach in the country, and I'm not trying to be mean when I say this. Do you think there's another coach in the country that wouldn't have gone for two there? Can anybody think of another coach in the country that would have kicked an extra point there? Even Les Miles, in his weirdest of day, was always a gambler. That's why when people compare this guy to Miles, it just doesn't hold water to me.
Well, after the Oklahoma game, you guys made a comment that there's 102,000 fans, even Oklahoma fans, that said, you got to go for it on fourth and one at the one-foot line. I think today you saw however many fans are watching this game saying, why is he not going for two?
And that field goal during that fake timeout, the way he described it after the game, you put the kick safe on there. You say, guys, here's a guy that, you know this going into the game. We all knew it. It was all over Twitter. Butch Jones and his staff, they're savvy. They all knew that that kicker had never attempted a kick. So they line up to kick a 42-yard field goal, and the guy's got to be good enough. His special teams coach has to be good enough to go, we're doing kick safe there, guys. If we get no situation, that's before the game. That's all gone over before the game. That would have been gone over before the game in high school, let alone at this level.
No,
that has to be gone over. That has to be gone over before the game. And guys, if they get the lineup for a 42-yard field goal or any kind of field goal, we're going to stay in kick safe because we're not going to go for a block anyway. So we're going to cover whoever's out there. We're going to watch the pattern. We're going to play our base defense. And if you kick the ball, hey, have 3 points. You don't burn a timeout there. You can't burn a second half timeout. And by the way, and then they take that other timeout, and when they did the 5-second runoff, what would have happened if he didn't have any timeouts left? Which he was almost caught with that. That would have been all-time embarrassing. That was really poorly handled by them down the stretch in that game. You would have to go some to screw that game up more than he did. No offense.
Well, I think the most troublesome thing of the entire four games this year have been the lack of accountability by the coach in accepting the responsibility of the mistakes that he's made. And I think one reason you see that is because they are so blatant and ignorant mistakes that I think it would be him admitting that he has very little going for him as far as attitude when it comes to being a coach on the field, which would further, you know, however I need to say, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is it would prove that he's not a good coach. And he's just trying to find ways. The only thing he hasn't done is put his hands up to his face and, you know, compare this to World War II and being a Germans.
That's
what he's going to do next?
Yeah,
be a freaking Dooley?
Well, that's why when people compare this guy to Dooley, it's just not even close. Look, this guy here, okay, let's just face the facts, is a great recruiter. He's a great energy guy. He's a great idea guy. And Derek Dooley's none of those things. Derek Dooley, you know what he was? He was related. Derek Dooley was a goofball. Okay? This guy at least is a competent football guy. that
well,
side.
Well, if he's competent, then what he needs to do is he needs to turn it over to the hands of his assistants,
well,
who maybe are more competent at managing the game.
If I were him, I literally would go get a strong in-game coach, and I would go sit in the upper deck and recruit Monday through Friday. And that's, he had a chance to do that, to bring in a young offensive hotshot, and he chose his friend. But I don't think, I didn't have a problem with Mike DeBoer today. But somebody's not strong enough to get in his ear and go, see, there needs to be somebody, a capo, there needs to be somebody next to him, Bino and Dubsy, that says, you're going for two. No, we're kicking. No, damn it.